This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
We'll move now on to our next conversation. It is 18:35. And good evening, Ben. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Latondo. Yeah, I'm happy to talk to you tonight.
You are joining us from Business Partners, if I'm correct, and you are also joining us to speak about how to bolster your small business against the impact of energy price hikes. Is that correct?
That's correct, Latondo. Right. I was anticipating that you're going to ask me questions, and then you started talking about real estate. Maybe I'm next.
Sorry, Ben, that must have been very confusing. Well, Ben, we do know that, you know, there's many, many decisions that are being made about how we can all survive this energy crisis. Meanwhile, we are expecting the NERSA price increase to increase on the 19%. Some increases will increase on the 1st of April and some on the 1st of July. Businesses will be impacted by this, you know, far and wide. But Ben, we want to talk about how businesses can survive. You know, what tips and tricks are out there for businesses to be able to make it through this energy crunch that we all find ourselves in. So Ben, if you can just talk to us maybe about, you know, how small businesses that are within your network are battling with this energy crisis.
Well, I think the last bit you said is actually very pertinent, because the apart from the load shedding, which has seen us lose like 100 days of load shedding over the last 6 months, I think small businesses are facing a particularly difficult time. If one looks at how you are impacted by load shedding and how far and wide and extensive the interruption in electricity supplies affect small businesses, it is really a difficult time for small business going forward. I think, as you mentioned, the 18.6% increase in Eskom's electricity tariffs will put additional strain on SMEs. We recognize that interest rates have gone up, that everything else in the economy, fuel prices, et cetera, has created huge pressure on inflation. So when we then faced with this 18.6% increase in Eskom's electricity when it is available, I think a small business needs to be very, very astute in how they try and minimize the implication of that increase. Now, we've identified about five things that we think small businesses, some of them might not find as applicable, but others would, that they can do in order to try and minimize the effect of this increase.
I think you can certainly talk us through those 5 points. I think small businesses are listening. This is a Small Business Tuesday on the show, and of course, these tips will come in handy.
Yeah, I think the general awareness that we have right now about how our own specific electricity consumption is essentially monitored. I don't know if all consumers and small business owners know that if you, for instance, invest in a load control unit, you can essentially look at those pieces of equipment that you have that consumes a large amount of electricity and try and analyze when it is necessary and try and switch off those devices in the peak hours of the day. It can reduce your electricity consumption by those devices by up to 60% and save you quite a bit of costs in terms of your electricity consumption overall. And that takes me on to the next point. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we need to be aware of what essentially in our businesses is consuming the energy, when it is consuming it, and when are we essentially peaking in our electricity consumption, because Eskom's tariffs vary over time during the day. So if you are using a lot of electricity in the peak hours, which is typically from 6 to 8 in the morning and 6 to 10 in the morning and from 6 to 8 in the evening, the electricity is actually quite a bit more expensive in those hours. And if you can change or shift your operating hours, you can actually have a material effect on how much electricity you are consuming. If a business is running on prepaid electricity, however, it's also important to think about when, if you look at Eskom's inclined block tariff system, when you buy your electricity actually makes a big difference as well. So one should go top up your prepaid meter in the beginning of the month and see what you can do to try and not buy additional electricity at the end of the month, because it becomes much more expensive. But the last one that I wanted to share with you, Narottam, is I think the government has announced that they would repurpose the loan guarantee scheme. Mm. We're still awaiting some of the details there, but ultimately, the quicker we can invest in an alternative energy supply in green energy, either solar or something else, wind, the better for a small business to try and get an alternative source of energy. If one looks at the increase, I think that the one sort of benefit is that if you look at an 18.6% increase, if you did have the capital to invest in alternative energy, then the payback period, the time that it will take you to save from your Eskom electricity consumption, will become shorter. So as electricity goes up, alternative energy sources become cheaper, and therefore, if you do invest in alternative energy, your period for which you will then require to pay back the capital that you invested will become shorter. But I think it remains a very difficult and a very tricky time for all small businesses in terms of inflation, the cost of electricity, and one hopes that President Ramaphosa's appeal to get the deferral on that increase does find some relief for us before this increase kicks in.
Ben, I want to talk about, maybe one of the interventions that you mentioned there of tracking consumption. How can a small business owner do that when you say that there are times of high demand and low demand? And of course, if you have a meter, it's even better. But, creating the schedule of being able to track this information, would you look at it from, for instance, a foot count perspective? Or would you be able to look at your meter? Or is there a mechanism that you can maybe acquire that would be able to tell you that at this time, this is when you have high demand, and at this time, you have low demand?
Yeah, no, Tondra, I think every business will differ, but I think we start off by looking at the various pieces of equipment or machinery that you're using in your business. And by understanding exactly what the electricity consumption is, like a geyser or a CNC machine or whatever you might be using, if you're not cooking with gas, if you're in a restaurant, your fridges, etc. So each one of those devices, one could establish exactly what the energy consumption is for that device. And then obviously you just aggregate all of that. And if you can then shift your usage patterns by taking some of your equipment and make that run a bit later, you can switch off fridges, you can switch off geysers to ensure that your total peak consumption at a specific point in time is actually lower. That brings you into a lower cost bracket in terms of what your overall energy consumption is, because the more energy you use at a specific point in time, the more expensive that energy becomes. But I think to your point, it is important to understand exactly what is consuming energy within your business and look at each and every piece of equipment or machinery and understand how much demand that places on your energy consumption, and to see if you can balance the spread or postpone some of those machinery during the day so that you actually have a lower peak demand.
Ben, you've also given us some very interesting insights with regards to prepay, and I think this might even be applicable for people's homes, but we really are focusing on businesses today. And I think there's two things that really stood out for me. The first one is buying in bulk, and when you're in business, you're told that buying in bulk is always good, but in this regard, buying prepaid electricity is not good. Maybe we can just quickly recap on why that's the case. And also energy analyst Ted Bloom coming out and saying that on the first day of the month is possibly a better time or a lower time, a better time or a worse off time to buying electricity. Which one is it?
Yeah, I think it's covered that first point that you raised. It's a really important one. So the more electricity you buy in your prepaid system, if you bought more than 600 kilowatt hours per month, then obviously in every kilowatt hour that you buy in addition to the 600 becomes more expensive. So that how the tariff structure works is you've got the lowest tariff for the first 600 kilowatt hours, and then after that it starts increasing. So if one had to then go and buy bulk energy, which you do not consume, or if you buy a large amount of electricity for the month and you didn't consume it, that part that you didn't consume, you actually paid a lot more. So by carrying it over to the next month, you are essentially paying a lot more for the electricity that you didn't use in the month that you bought it. And then using it the next month. So that's why one needs to manage your buying of electricity very carefully with the usage or the utilization of that energy in a specific month. So I think the other important thing is that in the beginning of the month, when you are then essentially purchasing your electricity, It's important that if you look at the incline block tariff system from Eskom, that that is the time at which the rates that which you buy the electricity will be the lowest. So you'll pay less rands per kilowatt hour in the first week of the month than what you would be paying later in the month.
And then before I let you go, let's just also then maybe recap for businesses the interventions that are there. You did mention that, you know, the government has, you know, they've reworked that guarantee scheme that's supposed to come back now, and it's a bounce back scheme and assist businesses with the energy crunch. You did say we're waiting more details. Maybe recapping that, and also what was announced in the budget speech there by Minister Kotongwane about what businesses can immediately do for their energy needs.
We've seen the detail, Nolotando, around individuals where a certain amount of your capital cost that you're going to be investing in a storage system, a solar system, would be seen as a tax deduction. So to a certain extent, government will help you fund the cost of investing in the alternative energy. I think the Small Enterprise Development Agency has also announced plans to provide some relief in terms of energy. But we're still awaiting some of the final details around how businesses itself will be given tax relief or additional assistance in investing in alternative energy. I think it is critical for South Africa to a large extent to try and move to alternative green energy. And I think government has shown that they would support this by providing these tax incentives to ensure businesses migrate. We don't know what the exact details are, and we are waiting that with anticipation to see how businesses can quickly start moving on to an alternative energy source.
Well, Ben, I hope that you can come back and speak to us about it as soon as we have those details. We have the segment every single Tuesday. Thank you so much for your time this evening. That is Ben Beeman. He's the Managing Director of a Business Partner Limited, helping us really figure out ways that we can hack the system, and I mean positive hack there, in terms of the energy crunch that we're all finding ourselves in, especially for small business owners. Thank you so much for your time, Ben.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.